Live from the No Panic Zone from the center of the Chicken Ranch.
Am I off to the side?
I'm not quite sure. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. Straightforward common sense and honesty. It's what we deal in here. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, the University of Michigan will spend $15 million to renovate a vacant president's residence in Ann Arbor. We'll tell you about that. Number two, residents of 22 Michigan counties should be wearing masks inside. According to the CDC, don't think that's going to happen. And number three, Gretchen Whitmer urges a $500 rebate, you know, to help you because prices are out of control on everything. Rebates to residents. Now, a wide-ranging $2.6 billion tax cut proposal Thursday was approved by Republicans. And this came hours after Governor Whitmer asked legislative leaders to consider setting $500 rebates to residents. The dueling plans revived a high-stakes debate over how Michigan's leaders should respond to increasing consumer prices, rising state tax revenues, and the surging state budget surplus in this big election year. Revenue estimates for the current and coming fiscal years expected to come in $4 to $5 billion higher than the state had predicted in its last January estimate. A surplus not accounted for in budget plans. Well, gee, maybe you could save the money. Maybe you don't have to run out and spend it all. Maybe you could just save it. What do you think? Republicans who control the House and Senate want to spend that surplus on tax cuts. Democrats have argued for immediate relief in the form of targeted tax reductions and voiced concerns about the size of the estimated revenue losses. We're only beginning, said Mike Shirky, who says that Whitmer's just pandering to buy votes. Well, of course, election year. What would you expect? Governor Whitmer's proposed Michigan tax rebate right now would provide $500 to Michigan's working families right away. She wrote in a Thursday letter to lawmakers. The plan would build on her proposed cuts to retirement taxes for some retirees, only some, of course, and an increase to the earned income tax credit for lower income workers. You know, it's here's some for you and none for you and some for you and none for you. Her plan is a very weak plan, said Matt Hall from Comstock Township, a Republican, of course. Whitmer's letter came a day ahead of the state consensus revenue estimating conference. The House Fiscal Agency released an analysis Wednesday that adjusted Michigan's general fund and school aid fund revenue upwards from its previous January estimate by $2.8 billion. In the current fiscal year, and $2.2 billion in the coming fiscal year. That's $5 billion extra. The Senate Fiscal Agency also estimating an increase from January, but a more modest rate. Anyhow, the plan the House and Senate approved Thursday would lower the state's personal income tax by just a quarter of a point, from 4.25% to 4%, and increase the personal income tax deduction from $1,800 to $4,900. In the 21 tax year to $6,700. So, you know, you've got these plans out there. So you get $500 if you have an annual gross income. See, so there you go again. You know, if you have a pass-through business, right, and you exceed $250,000, even though you might only make 50 grand when it's all said and done because you pay employees, or you make 100 grand or whatever, you'd be out of this deal. Curtis Hertel saying that $500 of inflation relief payment. How about get your act together and tell Democrats in Washington to fix the problem, Curtis? How about that? You refuse to actually address the problem. The problem is gross incompetence by this administration. Anyhow, the tax bills and the tax cuts were approved in both the House and Senate. 14 Democrats, by the way, joined the vote in favor of tax cuts. Anyhow, Whitmer, of course, insulting the Republican plan. Republicans calling out her plan. And where do we go? Nowhere. Not yet, anyway. Meanwhile, the COVID numbers in the country are on a rise again. Yep, COVID numbers are on the rise again. And as a result of that, there are 22 counties in Michigan that would fall under the CDC's advice of wearing masks indoors, including Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties for the second week in a row, as well as several new counties in the Upper Peninsula that were at lower levels. In total, more than 52% of Michigan residents advised to wear masks indoors. Those 22 counties have high levels, community high levels. And I actually know several people that have COVID again now. It's been a while since I knew, but, you know, you talk, oh, I've got COVID. Oh, I've got COVID. Oh, well, sorry about that. They're all doing fine, by the way. Yeah, they're all doing fine. Nobody in bad shape, which is good news. I prefer people to be healthy and not have COVID, but the ones that I do know in wide range of age and everything. So there you go. I don't know what our numbers are now as far as COVID, but, for COVID, I think most people, I don't know what you'd have to do to get them to care about COVID again, but this isn't going to do it. People aren't going to start strapping on masks again anytime soon. I feel sorry for the kids that I see getting dragged around by parents strapped up with masks. I'm like, poor kid. Mommy and daddy have lost their minds. Yeah, it's sad, actually. The oldest University of Michigan building, the President's House, will undergo a $15 million renovation. $15 million. It was Mark Schlissel's home until he got booted for, you know, having an inappropriate relationship and, well, being that guy. Right? It was built in 1840 at 4,800 square feet back then. It's had major additions, several between 1864 and 1933. The size of that house now about 14,000 square feet. But it's also used for public events. But $15 million to renovate the President's House at the University of Michigan. That seems like a lot of money, doesn't it? At a time when sending kids to college is more expensive by far than it has ever been, it seems excessive to me. It seems like these people are tone deaf. But hey, they'll make it, they'll bring it into compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act 30 years after that was signed into law. So I guess it's progress or something like that. By the way, don't forget to take a look at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. If you're a business in Michigan and you're wondering what the future holds, well, there's strength in numbers, my friends. Thousands of Michigan companies are part of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and for good reason. And for good reason. You should be a member as well. MIChamber.com. MIChamber.com. I'm a member. My companies are members. So should you be. You just can't get that kind of experience, that kind of advice anywhere else. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Looking out for Michigan business every single day. Yours as well. I'll be right back. Doolin's on the way. Don't go anywhere. If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com. Pepperidge.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Cercospora is tough and tenacious. So are sugar beet farmers. Provosol fungicide can stop Cercospora leaf spot and help your business grow. It brings brand new chemistry that's engineered to exceed the performance of current fungicides on the market. With faster activity and a longer residual disease control for your sugar beet plants, Provosol is the proactive fungicide that won't quit when things get tough. In other words, it's just like you. Talk with your BASF rep about Provosol fungicide. Always read and follow label directions.